I'd first of all just like to wish a very happy Mother's Day weekend to all the mothers here. On behalf of Father King, Father Brausch, myself, everybody here at Guardian Angels, we thank you for what you've done to raise children, to raise them in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we all have great stories about our mothers and the way they've loved us, the way they've shown how much they love us. Growing up with a family of three boys, though, my mom didn't have as many opportunities. We were always very hesitant to let our mom show us any sign of affection. So my mom would take any opportunity she could, whether it was a sneak attack, whether it was kind of grabbing us as we were trying to get away. She would even make up opportunities, at least in my opinion, to show us her love. Now, there was a particular story that we heard time after time. It was about two monkeys that were born in another country, and these monkeys were separated at birth. The one was allowed to encounter its mother, receive its mother's love. The other could not. It was left in isolation, didn't have any hugs, nothing like that from its mother. And this, after a year or so, they brought the monkeys together and compared them. The one who had received its mother's love grew up strong, fine. The other one, my mom told us, had a crooked back, weak muscles, and was completely unable to function as an adult monkey. Now, after our mom told us this, she would remind us that she needed to give us hugs if we actually wanted to grow up and be strong. So, of course, she took it as a great opportunity to give us her love. Now, whether or not this story is true, I don't know. It sounds like something she made up, but that's neither here nor there. The point is that my mother wanted to show us her love. And one of the remarkable things about a mother's love is that it's completely unconditional. We were never the most grateful children growing up, and despite our deficiencies, my mother showed us our love. And our mothers do this even before we're born. We don't have to do anything at all to earn our mother's love. It's something they give it to us before we even see their face, before we can even recognize their voice. Our mothers show us their love. There's absolutely no price that we can pay to buy the love of our mothers. They love us first. And we hear something very similar in the second reading today. In his letter, St. John tells us, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins." It isn't so much that we love God that we come to Mass. It's not so much that we have this great affinity for God, but the most beautiful part is that God loved us first. It doesn't matter if we reject him. It doesn't matter our entire relationship with him, but the fact remains that he loves us first, that he's the good shepherd who's always going to seek us out, even before we have a chance to say yes or to say no. And then even in our gospel, our Lord reiterates this as he says, "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you." The Lord's always out to make the first move. He's always the one going after us before we even have a chance to respond. And then in the gospel, the Lord speaks even further about the love he has for his people. As he's talking to them at the Last Supper, he's anticipating his death on the cross, and he tells them, "Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love for this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And this is the great sign of how much our Lord loves us, his death on the cross. As he gives himself up for us, he's telling us, "My love will stop at absolutely nothing. It will go all in for you. It has no bounds, that my love will even go to the point of death." He's ready to give himself up for us. And that's real love. It's a love that stops at nothing. And again, we begin to see a certain parallel that the love our Lord has for us and the love of our mothers. The love of our mothers begins to reveal to us how God loves us. And this sacrificial love, it's incredible to see how mothers lay down their lives for their children. From giving up a career to giving up free time or giving up vacations, they all do it in different ways. But no matter who a mother is, she's always sacrificing for her children. And what a beautiful, what a worthwhile sacrifice that is. And looking back, I especially saw this at the sporting events my mother went with us, and especially in the springtime, baseball. I think baseball might be a slow death for many mothers, as it is for my mom. All those innings, the pitches, the rain delays, it's brutal. Yet, mothers persevere. They give themselves completely to their children, not thinking about their sleep they're losing, or the fun they could be having, or the bigger house they could be living in. Mothers reveal the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ for his people. And they reveal this love in one other way, the way they nourish their children. And it's more than just preparing a meal. It's from the very moment that you and I were conceived, our mother began to nourish us. In the womb, she gave us life. She nourished us and sustained us. From the fact where we were a single cell to the point of our birth when we were, 8 pounds or six ounces like I was. So what an incredible reality it is that our mothers give us the sustaining life from the very moment we're conceived. And it doesn't even end there. After our birth, mothers give of their very self. They give their own milk to nourish their children, to give them strength in life, to bring them to maturity. She sustains the life of her child with food. And this, of course, is going to reveal to us something incredible about our Lord. As we're about ready to enter the moment of the Mass, where Jesus Christ is going to feed us with his very body and blood, he's going to nourish us. He's going to give us the life, the sustenance we need to go out and become saints. He's giving us his life and holding absolutely nothing back. What a source of life this is for you and I. How blessed, how beautiful it is. Like the love of a mother, Jesus' love for his people is absolutely real. It's a love that acts first. We don't have to earn it. It's a love that's sacrificial. It offers everything for you and I. And it's a love that feeds us, a love that brings us to life. So on this Mother's Day weekend, let's look to motherhood to begin to get a real sense of how our Lord loves us, to begin to see how the Lord shows us how he reveals his love for us in our mothers.